Who wants ice cream? That's a familiar sound of summertime. When you hear that jingle, you may have certain expectations about what you get from the truck's freezer. And that has posed a bit of a problem for Ashley Riphagen. She's the new owner of a unique ice cream truck in Kelowna. Daybreak's Ali Ramadan met with Ashley to get the scoop on its truck and its contents.
Well, it's very bright, bright blue. It's got pimp and rims and subwoofers and bright colors. It's called Frostbite. And we wanted to make it that way because that way people can see it and they know it's an ice cream truck. So I'm a science student. I'm going to fourth year. And I've been doing field research in biology for the last 4 years. But I was really excited about the idea of opening my own business and bringing more ice cream options to the Okanagan. I feel like there aren't very many here considering how hot it is. And I feel like we needed more hard ice cream in the world. So I was inspired to start my own business, and it was a great idea for me because I can set my schedule and do what I love to do. And I actually found that I have a huge passion for it. So it worked out really well.
Okay, so here we are now, a few months in. What has the experience been like?
You know, it's been an interesting experience for me because I'm a completely different type of ice cream truck. We tried a few different types of things. We tried the driving around the neighborhood with the, you know, ice cream jingles. But, you know, I found that people, when you're driving around, they want novelty items. They were looking for the novelty, and a lot of people were actually kind of surprised, and I don't know if it was a good way that they were surprised.
You say people were actually disappointed when they would come to your window?
Yeah, there were actually people that were wondering why I didn't have novelty. They were confused about my hard ice cream vision, and that was a big surprise to me. And because most people are thrilled, but when I was driving around, you know, people expect the old school, you know, ice cream truck jingle. They expect novelty items. They come out with their money, and they want Revels and Fudgicles and whatnot. And so it was, I think it caught them off guard a little bit. It was different, and I don't know if they are used to that. And I think that that's probably why I got the reaction that I did.
You obviously had some trials going through this. Mm-hmm. Was this a good decision?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? Just the general excitement from the public has been the thing that has made it so exciting for me in general. People are so thrilled to have hard ice cream, which you can't find anywhere. You can't find scoop ice cream. I mean, there are a few places that sell it, but considering the weather, we needed a lot more of it in the Okanagan. So people are just thrilled to see you. And it's just, it makes me excited to be part of that. It's just so much fun. We have so much fun in there. It's a tiny little truck. It's kind of chaotic, but it's great. You just turn on some music and the vibes are good and we just enjoy ourselves.
So will this be long term? I mean, are you going back to school in September?
Yeah, so I'm going back to school in September. The goal is to have it long term. We'll have to see how the summer goes. I mean, it's been going very well this summer so far, and we do plan to carry on to next summer and on forward, but we're not making too many plans in the future. But given the response that we've had so far, I'd say that this is probably going to be a long-term thing around Kelowna.